You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dave Natale, Matt Wilhelm in here for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura traveling with the rest of the Browns on their way to Tampa Bay. Preseason game number 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, he loves those road trips, man.
Oh, yeah.
He does. He just likes to goof off around the little minimal bit of work that he has to do associated with a football game. He really does.
Between he and Jason Gibbs.
Yeah.
They live for road trips.
You know, you throw Casey Kulis into the mix.
Oh, yeah.
And they're having a ball.
Oh, yeah. You can tweet at the show at Browns_daily like Behind Enemy Lines did. He says, ordinarily, I would agree with Dino, which is a good thing. No. But the Browns did start well last year and then floundered. Exactly. George, I completely understand that. I just think that I'd rather start out 7-4 and put yourself in a better shape for the month of December than trying to, you know, be in a position where you're climbing out of a 4-7 hole and, you know, you've got to win your last 5 to have any
with the schedule that we have.
With the schedule that you
and
have.
And I just believe that I follow Pro Football Talk very closely for a lot of my football news, but you look at Jay Gruden. Making reference to, you know, reading some of the headlines and, you know, taking offense to one that was in reference to his weight, mm-hmm. but not offense to anything with being critical of the way he coaches football. So if you, of course, as Nathan and I referenced the Peyton Hillis article that he came out and wrote about the media here in Cleveland, 4-7, I mean, that's a full-on tailspin, you know, apocalypse to this Cleveland media market.
Right.
And they would rip. And I just think it's that dark cloud that you need to overcome. So why not alleviate that dark cloud by sitting at 7-4 and being in that situation again? And I just believe if you look at this schedule, and there is a reason why the Oakland Raiders and the Tennessee Titans and the New York Jets picked in the top 10 of football last year, and the Cleveland Browns did not. So use that as to our advantage. They added players, but so did we. And to use it our advantage, and I really, truly believe – I think the first game, the New York Jets game, taking the show on the road, which, you know, tonight will prepare us for that, is the toughest of the first 3 games. Mm-hmm. But I still believe we can be 3-0 going out west.
And obviously we'll have a lot more time here before the Jets game. But just thinking about it now, better to be facing Fitzpatrick at quarterback or preferred facing Geno Smith?
I think either one. But I'd rather prefer the quarterback change have had happened, if that makes sense. You know, them not being all in on either Geno or Fitzpatrick is a good situation for the Browns. And the fact that if I'd rather get Fitzpatrick because he's now getting all these first team reps and he's having to develop that rapport very quickly. He got obviously a quick hook the other last weekend in the preseason, not playing up to the level that he or the coaches thought he was playing, but I don't know. I just think Geno Smith, to me, has a little bit of an X factor, you know, a little bit of you don't know what you're going to get out of him, that if he could come out of the gates and play really well, where I think a guy like Fitzpatrick is, you know, a zebra is not going to change his stripes. He is who he is.
Right.
And so you can prepare for that, whereas Geno, you might get Geno first 10 weeks of the season or you might get Geno last 5 weeks of the season. He was very good at the end of last season.
Let's get to some calls. 216-578-0850. Down in Kentucky we go. It is Jason in Kentucky. Jason, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man.
Hey, I know everybody's excited about this whole Josh McCown, Johnny Manziel bit, but I'm actually pretty stoked about our defense. I was kind of hoping to talk about it for a couple minutes.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So last year was kind of a foregone conclusion. It was going to be a lot of press, and I think that's going to be mostly the case this year as well. But with all these defensive backs, I'm pretty excited to see us see if we can run out of the Ruby formation quite a bit. You know, if you can get 6 defensive backs on the field, this is pretty much a turnover machine, I think. And I was just kind of curious, Matt, what your take on that is, especially now that we've got a pretty good lineup up front. We could run a 3-man front pretty well with Shelton and pretty much whoever else you want to throw up there. If it's a Starks or a Cooper or whoever else, it's a pretty good rotation. And I just feel like whether it be an experienced quarterback or somebody who's still got some things left to learn, I feel like it's going to be a very dangerous team to throw against.
It definitely is. And I think, you look at, multiple Pro Bowler Joe Hayden, mm-hmm. Pro Bowler and Tremont Williams, multiple Pro Bowler and Dante Whitner, and of course Tashaun Gibson went to a Pro Bowl last year. Led the league in interceptions even after he was injured for multiple weeks. Exactly. And there are, and K'Wan Williams emerging last year as the nickel corner is going to do the same this year once he, you know, comes back from that abdominal injury. But you're absolutely right. There will be plays to be made back there. And what can help them even more, as he mentioned there, is that defensive rotation, the pass rushers, our ability to not just sack a guy. You know, and I think we should get a heck of a lot more covered sacks, as good as that defensive backfield is going to be.
You would think.
And even just, you know, reading some of Dante Whitner's comments, just saying, when all four of those guys that I mentioned, Williams, Gibson, Whitner, and Hayden, and throwing K'Wan Williams into the mix, the communication that they have defensively on the back end is like seamless. But you very rarely get to practice together. So this preseason game is going to be huge for them from a communication standpoint, from an execution standpoint, to kind of understand how good are they really going to be. But the huge factor is not going to be on them. They're going to be the status quo. They're the Joe Thomas of the defense. You know what you're going to get out of those DBs.
Absolutely.
Because of how consistent and how great they are. The big X factor is going to be, I believe, our ability to affect the passer. That doesn't mean we have to have a 15-year sack guy in Paul Kruger or so on and so forth. We just have to affect them. Quarterback hits, quarterback knockdowns, batted balls, all those things bode well for a ball-hawking defensive backfield.
Looking ahead to tomorrow night, Paul Myers on Twitter, again, tweet the show at Browns_daily. Paul wants to know, the Tampa offensive line is suspect. Matt, what do you think the over-under of sacks plus interceptions could be against with our first-team defense?
I think the over-under could be, I think 2.5 would be a very good over-under on sacks for our first team defense versus for their first team offense. I would love to have a turnover. Mm-hmm. That just kind of goes to show that we're picking up right where we left off last year, you know, leading the league in interceptions and so on and so forth. But the one key factor, and I know we'll hear it later in the show, Joe Hayden came out and said, you know, what are his expectations for tomorrow night's football mm-hmm. game? And it was, again, communication on the back end, communication as a whole defensively, but just get some 3-and-outs, you know, because you flip the field almost as if you do. I know turnovers are hard to come by, mm-hmm. you know, and that's why the teams that get those turnovers and give their offense more opportunities are the ones winning a lot of football games a majority of the time. But their ability to go out there for 3 plays, stop that drive, get off the
yes.
field, and not give them opportunity after opportunity after opportunity like we saw in the Buffalo Bills game, that's frustrating. It's deflating to a defense, and the longer that offense stays on the sideline, the more you know that their offense is obviously having their way with our defense. So 3-and-outs, turnovers, but I'd love to see 2.5 sacks as the over-under, and I'd say, you know, one fumble, forced fumble, or an interception from the back end.
I love the fact, you know, we've been kind of overshadowed by, you know, with the injured players, guys like Pryor and Bowe and such like that. This will be the first time tomorrow seeing that defensive
yeah.
backfield together, as you said, that, you know, all four. It's like, you know, you talk about baseball, an all-star at every position.
Right.
You got a Pro Bowler at every position.
Yeah.
We'll finally see that come to life tomorrow with Hayden and Williams and Whitner and Gibson.
Absolutely.
That's exciting to see,
too. It is
too.
Exciting. It really is. And I thought, you know, this week of practice with Bowe and Pryor getting back into the swing of things, going against those guys in practice. They're both kind of figuring themselves. You know, they're on their play count by Coach Pettine and the training staff, but their ability to win and our wide receivers' ability to win on such a great defensive backfield only helps solidify and grow those playmakers into the true, you know, role players that are going to have to step up and make plays for this football team. So I'm excited about this defense. I really am, but I'm very much going to be paying attention to the offensive scheme and to see if Josh McCown can recover from, you know, the bad mistake, the bad
yeah.
ball down the field, because that's the one thing that this offense cannot do.
Yeah, which McCown are we going to see? The one that was closer to the 5-for-5
yeah.
or the 2-interception, Josh? That'll be among the things we bring up coming up next with Mike Patrick. He'll be the gentleman on the call for the game tomorrow evening with Solomon Wilcots on News Channel 5, preseason game number 3 for the Browns in Tampa Bay against the Buccaneers. We get a preview with Mike Patrick coming up next. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.